Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Twice in 35 minutes to start the show. Yeah, it must be a big Pitt weekend if you're hearing the fight song twice, and it is. It's the PM team, Chris Muller, live from Mike's Beer Bar right now. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And on the hotline, we have Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. Alan, thanks for joining us. And I'm just wondering, as a guy who came from SEC land, where you were at Auburn, you were at Tennessee, where home games are like this five or six times a year usually, what's it like having this environment descend on Pitt tomorrow on the North Shore?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. This is a big deal. It's a big deal to have College Game Day here in Pittsburgh. It's been 20 years since the legit College Game Day was here. I was down at the North Shore this morning and talking to Dez, and he said 20 years ago was his first College Game Day, and it was here at Pitt. So it's a good homecoming for him. This is exciting for our fans. It's great for our community. It's great for our university, for our athletics department, and for our football team. So we're really excited about this opportunity to showcase what we got.
What can an event like this, and it is an event when game day's here and when it's two teams that both have a ton on the line, what can it do for a program getting a win in a situation like this? Or even just regardless of the outcome, what can the amount of attention and focus where Pitt is one of two very, very relevant principals right now in the college football landscape, what can it do long term?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're at the epicenter of college football today. This game is a really important one in the national landscape of the CFP, and we're excited, and our guys I know are excited to play. You know, I think the visibility, right? College football is followed across this entire country. You can argue this entire world. I know that clicks to our university website will go up. People will take a closer look at Pitt. They'll learn more about the city. They'll learn more about the university. They'll learn more about our athletics department. And it's a marketing opportunity that is that's beyond investment. So we're really happy about it.
Mason Heinschel has had a rocket ship, or a rocket, I guess, not a ship, but strapped to him since he took over. 5-0. He has very literally taken the ACC and really the college football world by storm with his play as a true freshman. So I'm wondering, Alan, you know, in the time where you were coming up earlier in your career, most of us watching college football for the majority of our lives, unless you're somebody who's like 9 years old listening to this and this is all you know, you see a guy like this as a freshman and you know you'd have him for three years if he was going pro early, or 4 years maybe. But now it is a process of trying to keep guys and re-recruit guys in real time. So how do you feel about where you have Pitt right now? You took over about 13 months ago in terms of NIL and that entire player retention and acquisition sort of dynamic and landscape.
Yeah, you know, when you think about building programs, and it's unfortunate now in today's day and age, we're building more teams, right, on an annual basis, and you're having to rebuild and reinvest. The best thing that we can do to retain players is make sure that they have a dynamic experience while they're here, make sure that we care about them as human beings, as individuals, more than just football players. And that we develop them, and our football staff under Narduzzi's demonstrated that we can develop players. Mason's one who's been pretty developed. No surprise there to people who have seen him play, but we want to make sure that we have a culture, that's rooted in family, rooted in honesty, rooted in toughness, and grit, and rooted in togetherness. We won't be able to keep everybody we want probably, not every school has the ability to do that. In today's day and age, but we want to make sure that we do what we can to provide a dynamic experience for the kids who we have here.
Just as a sidebar, and we're talking, of course, to Pitt AD Alan Green right now on the PM team. How many kids Mason Heinsohn's age, and I say kids because I'm more than twice as old as him now. I don't like admitting that out loud, but I am.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people his age have you seen with, forget about on the field what he's done, the level of polish, I would almost say professionalism, just in how he handles media situations. Andrew, my co-host, and I were almost dumbstruck when we actually talked to him for the first time just because of the way he handled himself, Alan.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those unique individuals, people, not just players, but people who's wise beyond his years and who's mature. I've had a chance to spend some time with his parents, his father in particular, and I can see why he is the way he is now. You know, having been around college athletics for a while, you see these players in certain programs from time to time who are more mature than you would think that they would be. But you also have to remember that lots of us and the fans, they only see these kids on game days, and they don't see them in practice. They weren't in their house in the recruiting process, so people are surprised. I think there's more kids out there like Mason who are mature than you think, but it's certainly nice to have one, certainly one under center who's a mature young man, kid, if you will.
You are in, I think, a lot of senses, and this is probably a harder job than it's ever been from this particular standpoint, Alan, that I'm about to bring up. You're kind of paid to see the future a little bit of the sport, right? Like where things are going to continue to head. I'm sure 10 years ago you probably maybe wouldn't have imagined that college football would be how it is now, the house settlement, everything else. You're trying to identify trends. And so with the landscape shifting the way that it has, just where do you personally, this is more of kind of a curious college football nerd question for me, where do you see yeah. the sport in the next like 3 to 5 years?
That's a really good question. I don't know. There's a lot of inflection points that are going to happen in the next few years. Some of it have come to do with conferences and realignment and TV deals. There's also litigation, right, that's currently in the system beyond just the house settlement, which is what in theory is governing us now. It's hard to say where the puck is going to be, but we're trying to anticipate where we are. The thing that we can do the most and the thing that we have the most control over is how we position our athletics department and how we position our football program for sustained national success. And tomorrow is one of the opportunities that it's going to allow us to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I wish I had a better answer for you.
No. Well, I was going to ask you too, just what's your vision for like the next 3 years of Pitt athletics? I guess Pitt football, since that's obviously the current situation du jour that we're concerned with. But what's your like 3 year plan? Can you even have a 3 year plan?
I don't know that I have a 3 day plan. Just because
sounds like me
so
living
much.
My daily life right there. By
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. It's crazy. I guess I'll answer it this way. When you think about successful organizations, whether it's athletics or in the private sector, it comes down to having foundational principles that you follow and that you believe in, and getting enough people to believe in those foundational principles. And for us, it's all about the experience of our student athletes and helping develop them. It's about being able to compete for championships. And not that every team is going to get there, but that's our effort. That's the expectation. And that's the process that we go through. And then making sure that we develop people to be productive members of society. It's probably more process oriented than it is outcome oriented. But when you're dealing in a world with so many different variables, you have to keep the main thing. And if you can do that consistently, then you're going to be better off than those who don't.
Alan, I asked this, and I'm sure somebody briefed you over there. I guess technically you would call me a sheep in wolf's clothing, because I went to Penn State, but I've never rooted for that school for a day in my entire life, and have always actually been a Pitt fan, so kind of an odd dynamic. That made my time at Penn State interesting, let's put it that way. One thing that I get asked about by other Pitt fans that we discuss always is a way to make, and I'm not going to ask you the on-campus stadium question, believe it or not. If your spidey senses were heading that direction, I wasn't going to go there. But the game day atmosphere is going to be phenomenal tomorrow. And we've seen it be phenomenal before a handful of times. It's usually about common opponent, a West Virginia, a Penn State, a Notre Dame is coming to town. Occasionally you'll get a game like Pitt-Cincy from way back in 09 where there were huge stakes. But besides winning, and I know that that's the number one answer, win a lot of games and they'll come. But besides that, what are other ways that you think the game day experience for Pitt at home can be closer to what it's going to be tomorrow on a more regular basis?
That's a really good question. It takes a village. It takes a village, right? So football and our football program has to have exciting brand of football that people want to come and get off their couches to watch. We have to do a good job of making Acrisure Stadium a dynamic environment to be in, and a place where it's a place where you want to be. But our fans also have to have passion and pride and commitment to the program. You know, I've been at other programs, and we see them across the country where the teams may not be winning, but the fans still show up. They're that loyal. So I think we've got loyalty. We need to make sure that we transition our loyalty in words to loyalty in action, but we've got to do our part as well. And we're looking forward to taking that step tomorrow.
It's going to be a big one, noon at Acrisure Stadium. Pitt and Notre Dame, two teams with a whole bunch to play for in a game with massive college football playoff implications. Very literally, and not hyperbole at all to say that Acrisure Stadium, the center of the college football world tomorrow. Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. Alan, it was a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy it tomorrow. Enjoy the atmosphere. I know you've been in ones like it before down south. Good to bring it north of the Mason-Dixon line in this case.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate it. This is really great for our community, and I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to my wife, who has some of her girlfriends in town to take in some Pitt football, and a shout-out to my daughter, who's got some of her girlfriends in town taking some football.
Nice.
So we're excited. I know the community's buzzing around here, and look forward to putting on a good show tomorrow. So thanks for the time, and hail to Pitt.
Alan Green, thank you. There he goes, Pitt Athletic Director. Interesting person to talk to for this time and place right now. A guy who's been at big, big, big SEC programs where you might have been told once or twice it just, quote, means more. So this is going to be transporting that environment to a place where we don't always see it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.